Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Tonight on Nightly Pop, Diddy is saying he is 6'1". Boy, bye.
My guess, 5'7".
No.
He took me, like, to Louis Vuitton and Taco Bell.
Oh, he's definitely going to get it. He's going to get it for $100. $100 and a bean burrito, huh?
He cheated about 20 times.
I love when people in front of the mic and they lean into it. They really mean that.
As if we couldn't hear that voice from across the earth.
Slide into bed with us starting right now. Welcome to Nightly Pop. Hunter is here as always, and Kim Whitley is back. One of our faves. All right, you guys, let's get right into it. Let's kick things off with Diddy, or whatever you want to call him today, because he changed his name again, child. This time, apparently, it's legally. So he is now Sean Love Combs. He posted his proof on Instagram, kind of sharing way too much personal information.
Come on.
Twitter is really going after him because he revealed his damn address, driver's license, but most importantly, his height. Diddy is saying he is 6'1". Boy, bye.
Diddy's
no way in hell
6'1".
Diddy is 6'1". I am so sorry.
My guess, 5'7".
No.
He's not that tall.
Tall, guys.
I would say 5'8 and a half is my real guess.
No. I would give Diddy 5'9", 11. But guess what? None of these are 6'1".
That's okay, a good point. Yeah.
It's
you know?
So weird. Why would he put his whole driver's license number up there for everybody?
See, I love him. He's so crazy. Because, first of all, he doesn't live in Florida, number one. I lie on my driver's license, too. Everything is a lie. Until the
is this just a fake license? Is this just a joke?
It could be.
Why does he change his name so often?
He wants to be like LL Cool J. That's his middle name, too.
What? Love?
What do you mean?
Love.
Come on. Stop.
Ooh, Sean, that's bad. Diddy.
Sean.
I'm glad we got that out the way early.
I like.
First
I got...
name, ladies. Ladies love Cool James.
All right, guys, let's move on because this has been getting a lot of attention, too. So Ben Affleck allegedly slid into a woman's DMs after she rejected him on Raya. Now, she claims that they matched on the app, but she just didn't believe it was really Ben. I think she might be regretting this decision now.
Naveen, why did you unmatch me? It's me.
He's using his, like,
I love that.
Batman
That's
voice.
Funny. He said, why did you unmatch me? It's me.
Would you guys, if you were on a dating app and you see Ben Affleck, I mean, are you assuming that this is going to be, this is a fake profile?
On a regular dating app,
right.
Yes. But this is a dating app for people in the industry, for celebrities, for producers. So, no, you're on that app to meet people like this.
Kind of. Rye still got some bullshit on it, you know?
Does it?
Okay. Yeah, also, I have matched with this girl. We had a FaceTime date. She's very sweet.
What happened?
No real date.
You did
I think
FaceTime.
We were at different stages of what we were looking for.
Okay.
Yeah, no, Rye,
but she's... That's very funny.
Who did you contact
income.
You first? You FaceTime with her, you had a date, and then did you ever reach out again? Or?
It just kind of fizzled out. I would not believe it if, like, Dua Lipa matched with me on Raya. I would, like, tell all my friends, I'd be like, I would need a video of her being like, hi, yeah. Hunter, this is really Dua.
By the way, I think regular guys are catfishing. So, of course, I'm going to think, like if it's an attractive person on the app, I think people instantly think they're catfishing. Like, nobody really believes that you can be attractive on the app, I feel like.
Yeah, but it is weird that she posted it.
The posting of it was kind of weird, I thought.
I dodged a bullet. We are good a little bit.
It seems like maybe she just thought it was funny.
You think it's funny, but you also know you're gonna get a lot of clout for this.
Right, right. You know? They're probably gonna kick her off the app, no?
Maybe, I don't know how it works.
It's kind of private. Why would you do that?
Yeah.
But you know what, it's okay, because Ben didn't say anything, because he knows, he's smart.
Yeah, well, he's back on the J-Lo side, so she don't have nothing to worry about anyway, girl. You was gonna be in and out. Let's talk about Lala Kent, because she might have revealed the worst revenge on her man. So in her book, Give Them Lala, she says that after one heated argument during a trip to Miami, she put her fiance Randall Emmett's toothbrush, upper butt, bristles first. Then she told him about it while he was brushing his teeth.
Stop there. The fact that she could get this, do you know what, not that I know, but do you know the pain and what she had to do to put something up her butt with bristles? Mm. It's not like it was a smooth surface with some lube, not that I would know, but Kim, some bristles up your butt. She had to focus just to do that. What kind of revenge?
Ugh. Oh, also, I'm surprised it took him, her telling him for him to realize. I feel like I'd realize as soon as it reached my upper lip.
Oh my God, this is to me like, I would break up with somebody if they did that to me.
Yes.
Like I would end the relationship.
After you had E. coli. I mean, I'm trying to understand.
Like, that is foul.
It's
because
bad.
You can get sick. That's why.
Why didn't she just cuss him out? Just cuss him out, like.
I think she's tried. We can all agree. You start with a good argument, and then you go to, like, maybe you burn some of his clothes as, like, the next step. And then we all get to the point where we stick their toothbrush up our
ass. Oh, my God.
And we have
no,
them use
never
it.
Gotten there.
Really?
I'm going to break the car windows first.
But then.
Nope.
It
never
just doesn't ever. It just is so such an immature thing to do. I just couldn't.
Immature?
I don't even know if I want to be friends with her. If she was my own girl.
Who wants to stick something up their butt? Like, at what point in your life did you ever say,
it's hurting you.
I'm going to stick something up my butt? Do you know what it takes to find your butt, first of all, by yourself? Do you get a friend? Hey, friend. Girl, I got to get it back.
Yourself.
Can you come put this toothbrush up my butt? It's a lot.
You know what? Let's talk about this. Let's talk about JT and Lil Uzi Vert's first date. So JT, if you don't know who she is from the City Girls. You should know who she is. She is recently on Revolt's Respectfully Justin, and she told everyone how Lil Uzi wooed her.
When I first met my man, I was still in a halfway house. So he came to see me. He came to Atlanta.
That's real love.
And he gave me, like, he had a bag full of money, and I had a little Chanel bag, and he was like, take as much as you can.
Not
like,
the baby Chanel.
And I only could fit $30,000 in it. I was so mad. He took me, like, to Louis Vuitton and Taco Bell.
Taco Bell? Hold on. How you go to Louis, get $30,000, but eat Taco Bell?
He's a real n***a. We had to make it quick. Because I had to be back to the halfway house.
Oh, I forgot you got curfew in that.
Yeah.
Wow. Shout out to him. Listen, let's take a shot to that.
Hunter? Are you taking notes for your next day? You gonna take the girl and let her fill up her Chanel bag with money and then take her to Taco Bell?
I'm not carrying around a bag of money. I don't even carry cash on me. I'm the opposite of a rapper.
Yeah.
I got like three cards, my ID and a couple credit cards, and that's it. All in like a money clip.
I don't think he should tell people he's carrying a bag of money around. That's how people come for you.
Yeah, but Kim, like, if a guy did that with you, he had a bag of money, was like, put however much you want in your bag, and then took you out to eat, took you to Louis Vuitton, is that wooing you?
Oh, he's definitely gonna get it. He gonna get it for $100. He ain't even gotta give the
$30. $100 and a bean burrito, huh?
Okay, I was gonna say, why we gotta get so much? Let's save that, buy a house with it, boo.
Yeah, and for those who don't know, JT was locked up. So she did a little time. And so when you get out of jail or prison, you know, you gotta stay in the halfway house for a little bit. So that's why she was in the halfway house. So her prison record didn't bother him. And they're still together. He was there at the interview. That's what they were showing at the end.
Oh, like,
that's cute. Like a romantic little story in its own way.
He's a very sweet guy. And he's the same height as P. Diddy. A lot of people don't know that.
Okay.
We have to pause for a minute, but coming up, a woman busts her man on a dating app. But wait until you hear who he's throwing under the bus. So Judgy is next. Woo!
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crow portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
To announce that Kim is flourishing at the law offices of Parker, March, and Whitley.
Best hire
we've
had in a while.
Welcome to our law offices.
Oh, the law offices, yes. I am flourishing. I was like thinking Kim Kardashian finally made it.
If I could have one Kim representing me in court, it's Kim Whitley.
Oh, I agree. I agree. All right, our caseload is overflowing, you guys. Are you ready? It is time for So Judgy. Okay, let's jump right in, you guys, because over on Divorce Court, Judge Faith has the pleasure of meeting Derek and Jessica. So they met on a dating app. They've been together for 2 years, but it looks like Derek might have forgot to delete his account.
He's a liar and he's cheated. I saw that he was on the dating site. Again, after we've been dating for at least like 7-8 months.
After the two of you were in an exclusive relationship?
Yes.
Is that true, sir?
Well, basically what happened is that I have a friend of mine, mm-hmm. and I told him I met a lot of females off of this site. Mm-hmm. I had no need for it. I didn't close it down or anything. Mm-hmm. I did let him utilize my information.
Oh, so somebody else was using your account with your photo?
Yes, ma'am.
He also gave her his phone number. And I'm just like, if this is your friend, why is your friend using your picture, your name, and your phone number to talk to somebody else?
So your friend is out there giving out your phone number on your profile site?
Yes, ma'am.
Boy, bye.
Boy.
I mean.
That was pretty good, though. I'm gonna use that one.
Yeah, are we buying this at all?
Breaking up is so awkward already, and then you do it in front of 15 monitors that have random ass people watching you.
And these judge people, by the way, like, can we talk about the people in the background on these judge shows now that it's virtual and they have to make all of these like extreme facial.
There's one woman going like this.
Right.
Kim, you buying it if your man says, hey, it's not me, it's my friend, but it's going to my phone?
Absolutely not. I'm going to say, well, let's go to the phone service company and find out how that can happen.
Yeah.
You know how upset you have to be willing to stay on the phone with customer service?
Yeah, I am no longer a bill chaser in a relationship.
Yeah.
I'm not doing all that work. But at one point, I was going through and it was this is a sign this is not going to work.
Let me tell you something. My man could have a whole harem of women. He could have 4, 5, 6 women and I wouldn't know. I'd be like, for real? What? Okay.
You know what I've learned too? Like, the comes out eventually. All right, you guys. Next, this next case is from Judge Mathis. So James realized he couldn't keep up with his much younger boyfriend's party lifestyle. So now he's suing him for unpaid rent and property damage. But there is one minor detail. James was the one cheating.
He was 20 at the time. I was 44. Jimmy fell in some hard times and I asked him to move in with me.
When I first met him, I did fall in love with him. I turned 21 and started drinking a lot. I started, showing out. But the main thing was his cheating.
When he turned 21, he turned into a party boy, and I didn't want to turn into a sugar daddy.
You did cheat or not? Did he catch you?
He cheated about 20 times.
Not that many.
Yes.
2 or 3.
I love when people in front of the mic and they lean into it. They really mean that.
As if we couldn't hear that voice from across the earth. That's like the deepest.
It's like child voice.
75-year-old black man. I thought that was somebody's granddaddy we was talking to.
Yes.
But I mean, who's running? James was the one actually cheating.
He said not that much. Not that much.
See, Kim, I feel like you don't mind that excuse. Like, it's like, all right, not that much.
It's like, I just cheated a little bit. I didn't do the whole thing. I just did a little cheating. He said not 20 times, but maybe 19.
If the partner is saying 20 times and he's saying 2 or 3, we know it's at least 10.
It's the middle.
You know what I mean? All that.
You could do a lot of deducing from a scene like this. And we'll see what happens.
I would love to see you on a show like this.
Oh, it'd be horrible.
I would love to see it.
What would be horrible? What would be my scene?
The lies.
She's gonna talk about how he's rude.
What? How I'm rude?
Yes. That would be the biggest
You're
point of
rude
contention.
To a woman?
No.
Last night you
never.
Were not rude to me.
I never would be either.
Wait!
I got you. Hey, get that finger away from me.
With these two. Okay. All right, you guys, Over on Couples Court, DeAndre admits that he was flirting with a coworker, but swears nothing else happened. But apparently, his shirt couldn't convince his mouth.
Ever since we got married, like, for the last 3 years, we haven't been on no dates. We used to have sex, like, 2-3 times a day, and now we might have it once a week. We used to be really close and really had a lot of fun together and loved each other, and I don't know, all the fun is just gone. It just seemed like we do just arguing all the time.
But it's a lot of things that came with it. She did stuff like bleach my clothes, you know what I'm saying? And that was before I was even cheating or anything. She accused me of
before you were cheating?
Yeah, she, you know, like...
Before you were cheating?
Yeah, like you know what I'm saying? Before she accused me of cheating. I'm sorry. That's why I meant to put it like that.
These people in the background, I can't with these actors in the background. It's just so
extra.
There's
a lot of things. First of all, he had a shirt on that said not guilty. Anybody notice that?
Yes.
Then I was mad at her when she said, I mean, the sex went down to once a week. I was like, once a week? That's great. A lot of people not once a week is good.
Yeah, she was complaining about the natural stages of a relationship.
Yes. And then he slipped and said, you know, it wasn't even, you know, before I was cheating.
Yeah.
I mean, I should have phrased it the other way. He didn't know that word, allegedly.
Hearing a man explain cheating is the funniest in my life. Like,
yeah,
it's
he cheated.
Just hear men stumble when they're trying to figure it out.
Men's brains just kind of go, uh-oh.
But he was.
What's going on? Up.
Yeah, he did, but he was kind of cute. Like,
was he?
I felt like I kind of believed him. He was kind of, you know, like sweet with it.
Kim, you Let's are way again. Too much of an you apologist. Did. Any man wearing a not guilty shirt deserves to be found guilty. That's how I feel.
It's hilarious. I think I was like, oh, that's
He's
funny.
Creative.
He's creative.
And what if he got away with it? What if the jury was just like, we really wanted to convict him, but look at that shirt.
That shirt.
There's no way.
We gotta follow it. All right, you guys, we gotta take another break. But when we come back, a honeymoon from hell. See why flip-flops ruined the romance. Unholy matrimony is next.
Oh, no!
Welcome back. Weddings, engagements, and honeymoons can bring out the crazy in everyone. So we have rounded up some of the wildest stories. Who is ready for unholy matrimony? Okay. So brace yourselves because this story is a little gross, but everyone does end up okay. So this couple went on their dream honeymoon to Barbados, but it turned into a total nightmare.
After a couple days of wearing these new flip-flops, they were like rubbing in the wrong spot and he got like a little cut slash blister on both of his big toes. So we get home from our honeymoon and about like a week later, my husband starts noticing that his feet are kind of itchy and that he's getting like this red rash on them. So the doctor tells us that he has a type of hookworm that is found in cat feces that can burrow into the skin from an open cut or sore, like the ones from his flip-flops. And that's how they got in.
What? Oh. This is why I don't like cats.
I don't understand why men deal with pain. Like, even with you, like, you'll say, oh, I have a headache. I'm like, did you take some Advil? No. And then you'll be like, I'm gonna go run. I'm like, wait, what? Like, I feel like you guys
don't go to the doctor.
Pain medicine. Don't... You don't wanna go to the doctor. You think it'll just go away. I don't understand.
I hope my dad watches this episode because he thinks I'm a He thinks I can't deal with anything, so I'm excited. But yeah, I don't know. I think guys think that they can fix it. Like, I've literally, you know, like, I had a cut on my foot, and I just happened to have hydrogen peroxide, and I was pretty sure that's what you're supposed to do. But I wasn't going to go to the doctor afterwards.
Was it a bad cut?
Yeah, it was a bad cut.
How bad?
Like, stitches?
I don't think they would have put stitches, but like it was bleeding for a while.
Oh my God.
You're in the 1800s. I can make it.
That's one of the worst things to get though, a worm in your body.
Oh God.
Well, I don't deal with worms, more like a snake.
Oh, jeez.
In your body? Oh, Kim, you know what?
Kim does this with her face. Don't ask a follow up because it's disgusting. And I like it, but you're not gonna like it.
All right, you guys, we're moving on. Some newlyweds from Florida decided to drive an RV up to the snowy peaks of North Carolina and nearly slid off a mountain. They were okay, but the sound effects from the local news outlet, WCNC, might have been just a little too much.
It was late. Their RV was driving in the snow down narrow, twisting mountain roads.
It was a sheet of ice.
When suddenly, they slipped.
I said, honey, get us off the road, get us off the road.
The RV started sliding backwards more than 80 feet down the side of the mountain.
We're on the side of the mountain. We're trapped.
Wayne says he called 911, but was told it would be hours. Wayne's next call was to AAA.
Getting pretty scary up here. Yeah, we're trapped in the motorhome. We can't get out.
Jason Miller was able to free the RV, but because the road was so narrow, the only option was to back the RV down the mountain for more than a mile in reverse.
Well, so let me tell you about this, about AAA. I locked my baby in the car. Okay, that's a whole nother story.
Ooh, not the baby.
Yeah. He's about 6 months old. And oh. I don't know how I locked the car door accidentally. The baby and the dog were in the car, and it was one.
Not the baby and the dog?
Yeah, I don't know how it happened. But let me tell you something. I called AAA, and when I tell you the man was on the phone, he was like, we're going to make this a priority. You stay with us. And I was watching, I was making faces with the baby and the dog. I was like, it's going to be okay. Is it hot in there?
Oh, my God!
He comes flying down the street on the wrong side of the street. He jumps out. He was like, where is it, ma'am? He runs. And when he took a little Jimmy thing, he was like, ha, he's free. I'm telling you. I was like, you're my superhero.
Thank God the baby was okay.
The baby was still just, and the dog was fine. It was fine.
Just a little sweaty.
Just a little sweaty. I didn't want him to bust my window because I would, if I thought it was too hot, I would have taken something.
I was concerned about the baby, but the windows.
Yeah. But I just got this car, you know.
All right, and finally, this engagement turned into a full family affair. A 25-year-old woman left her fiancé for his father, who is 61. Now their families aren't speaking to them. Guess what? They also have a baby together.
No.
The dad hopes that he can reconcile with his son, quote, one day. This father should be ashamed of himself.
Absolutely.
Well, this is awful.
He's not an old daddy. He's kind of cute. Young.
Kim.
Kim.
Huh?
Kim.
What? Look, what?
Kim.
This is unacceptable.
So you're saying because of the son, he should have just...
Because of the son, yeah.
Because what do you mean? The minor detail?
They might not have been happy. They might not have been happy.
Okay.
And the father saw it coming. He saw that this was not a good relationship, and he saved his son from heartbreak.
Well, you said before that you had a little...
I said that during the commercial break. Sometimes it's revenge.
Are you back? Ooh, on
we are out of time, but we will be back tomorrow night with an all-new Nightly Pop and maybe a fun story.
Yes.
So make sure you set your DVRs and you don't miss a thing. See you guys later.